Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Point Blank Podcast. Woo! I'm so happy you could join us this week. Today's going to be a special episode. Fontana is actually in Ottawa, and Michaela is coming back from Anaheim right now. So it's just me, Megan. And so I thought that we could just have a nice, lighthearted chat. I know that recently, in the past like week and a half, I've been feeling very down on myself, down on people around me. I feel very stuck in this negative space. And I mean, sometimes you can shuffle it aside, and sometimes you can tell it to shut up, and sometimes you can't. And I think I'm going through one of those phases where I can't just tell it to shut up, you know? So I was looking for possible ideas. Everything I really want to do and really want to talk about, I want to wait from Michaela and Fontana to get back, because I think it would be more funny to hear their perspective on the same topics. So I'm going to hold off on those. And I think because I've been having a kind of crummy couple of weeks, that we could just talk about some really heartwarming stories. So I've gathered up just a handful. They're mostly short stories. They're just like little articles I've found from people who've submitted to things like there's Reader's Digest on here and a couple of other sources. So they're just little blips, but I think that it's just something nice to hear when you need a little pick-me-up, you know? I should mention that I tried to find a mix of different stories. Some are more romantic, some are animals, some are friendly, and so most of them are just random acts of kindness, and I think that would just do the soul some good. Yeah. Let's go. So the first story is titled Hummingbird Becomes Inseparable from the Dog Who Saved Her, which is precious. So Rex the German Shepherd grew up on the streets and was aggressive until he was adopted into a loving home. He reciprocated this love to rescue a baby hummingbird that now won't leave his side. The baby hummingbird had fallen from a nest and was covered in dirt and insects. Ed Gernon, who adopted the dog, assumed that the bird was dead, but Rex was adamant not to move. Eventually, Gernon noticed that the bird was still alive and nursed it back to health with nectar. He even taught her how to fly by using a fan. Hummer the hummingbird is in perfect health a year later. However, even with the windows open, she doesn't want to leave the dog who saved her. In fact, birds often build strong relationships with the animals that save them. That's so cute. Did you know that, I'm sure actually a lot of people know this, that a lot of cheetahs in rehabilitation centers and zoos often have dogs beside them as companions to make them feel more calm and comfortable, and it helps them heal better and bond better. And I just think that's the sweetest little thing. That's not one of the stories, I just think it's really sweet. The next one is entitled Mall Turned into Homeless Dog Shelter in Extreme Cold Weather. During a snowstorm in Istanbul, this mall transformed into a dog shelter to protect homeless animals from the bitterly cold weather. Local volunteers helped by providing warm blankets and plenty of food to ensure the dogs had a comfortable night. And there's just so many pictures of these sweet little dogs with their blankets, and they're just warming up. And honestly, like, I cried when I was researching. When I was researching some of these stories, like crying. Okay, this next one also made me cry. Surprise, I'm not even going to tell you. You can just literally assume that I cried at every single one of these. Acts of kindness just do so much good for your soul, and you help other people. And yeah, anyways, assume that I've cried at every single one of these. So this one is called The Man at the Market. When the supermarket clerk tallied up my groceries, I was $12 over what I had on me. I began to remove items from the bags when another shopper handed me a $20 bill. "Please don't put yourself out," I told him. "Let me tell you a story," he said. "My mother is in the hospital with cancer. I visit her every day and bring her flowers. I went this morning and she got mad at me for spending my own money on flowers. She demanded that I do something else with that money. So here, please accept this. It is my mother's flowers. Yeah, I'm teary-eyed again. Okay, this one is a really short and sweet, but very, very pure and very heartwarming. This one's called The Little Lift. One evening, I left a restaurant just ahead of a woman assisting her elderly mom. I approached the curb and paused to see if my arthritic knees could climb it. To my right appeared an arm to assist me. It was that of the elderly mom. My heart was so touched. Okay, this next one is called Blanket Statement. And when I first started reading it, I mean, I thought it would be a good story, but I didn't think that this is what going to happen. When I was 7, my family drove to the Grand Canyon. At one point, my favorite blanket flew out the window and was gone. I was devastated. Soon after, we stopped at a service station. Moping, I found a bench and was about to eat my sandwich when a biker gang pulled into the station. "Is that your Ford?" a huge, frightening man with a gray and black beard asked. My mom nodded. The man pulled my blanket from his jacket pocket and handed it to her. He then returned to his motorcycle. I repaid him the only way I knew how. I ran up to him and gave him my sandwich. This next one is called A Husband's Eternal Gift. And I actually think this one went viral for a while. Or, I don't remember. I just know that this is a familiar story to me, unless something similar has happened. And I would imagine that that's possible. So here we go. A Husband's Eternal Gift. Every Valentine's Day, John gave Sue a bouquet of flowers and a note that always said the same 5 words. My love for you grows. He did this for all the 46 years that they were married. Then, sadly, John died. And as Valentine's Day rolled around, Sue knew not to expect anything. But when a bouquet arrived with a note from John, Sue, heartbroken and angry, called the florist to report this cruel trick. But the florist assured the widow that it wasn't a mistake. Before he passed away, your husband prepaid for many years and asked us to guarantee that you'd continue getting a bouquet every Valentine's Day. When she hung up the phone, Sue read the note attached to the card that said, "My love for you is eternal." Okay, this is called The Couple Who Died Holding Hands, and this is some Titanic notebook cry kind of story. It's emotional, y'all. Norma and Gordon Yeager were both in their 90s and had been married for 72 years when they were hospitalized following a car accident. While in a shared room in intensive care, the couple laid side by side. Though not really responsive, they were still holding hands. Gordon passed away first, but then his family noticed his heart monitor still beeping. It was Norma's heart beating through him. 1 hour later, Norma passed away, her hand still held in his. This next one is called True Dedication. Taylor Morris always set out to conquer the most challenging tasks, which is one of the reasons the 24-year-old made it into the Navy's Special Operations Division. Morris's focus was explosives. He knew the ins and outs of bomb detection and removal. But in May 2012, during his first deployment to Afghanistan, Morris stepped on an IED and lost both of his legs, his left arm from the bicep down, and his right hand. His girlfriend, Danielle Kelly, remains by his side. A series of photographs capture their new lives together. It's a day at the beach, Kelly hoisting Morris onto her back, or an afternoon at the Walter Reed Medical Facility working out together. Superhero surprise. Members of the Aurora Police Strategic Response Team came up with a clever way to surprise patients at the Children's Hospital in 2017. 4 officers dressed up in superhero costumes before rappelling down the side of the building, greeting children along the way down. This is called the Dog Father. Former mobster James Giuliani has found a new calling as an animal rescuer, opening his own shelter that helped dozens of abandoned cats, dogs, lizards, tortoises, birds, squirrels, opossums, and even raccoons. He hasn't completely come clean, though. Giuliani keeps the location of his rescue a secret, since New York City law prevents keeping wildlife as pets. That's so cute! Okay, a couple of these are just little blurbs that I found that people submitted to The Independent. So they're very, very short, but they're still so sweet. So the first one says, "Once somebody ran me off the road and into a snowdrift. I couldn't get out, and no one stopped for me ever until a Latino couple with a baby did. They insisted on staying with me until the tow truck came. They did not speak English, but they gave me some soup from their thermos." This one's really, really cute. It's just a little tweet that says, "I once sneezed while walking past a construction site, and then I received a loud chorus of bless yous, and it was awesome." This one's called Universal Grandma. "I fainted on the subway once, and a kind elderly Chinese woman who spoke no English waited with me. She held my hand and fed me grapes while we waited for the EMTs. When they finally came, she patted my hand 3 times and put my hand on her heart before leaving." Okay, this is a thread from not from Twitch. This is a thread from Twitter. "I'm getting off the subway in Toronto. I stopped for a minute to stare at the big suicide prevention hotline poster. I have a long history of dealing with that stuff, but it was okay. I was just reflecting. But this elderly Somali man saw me staring. So he came up to me and, in the gentlest voice in the whole world, asked me if I was okay, if there was anything bothering me, and if there was anything that I wanted to talk about. It was so wonderful, and the thing is, I wasn't in danger at that moment, but there were so many times where I was in danger like that and nobody was there. It felt like being saved retroactively, if that makes sense." Okay, just a couple more, I think. I don't want to overwhelm you. And despite them being all happy stories, I know it's a lot of different stories to take in at once. So this next one says, "A woman with breast cancer was stunned to learn that her and her family's meal had been paid for by a stranger at the Chinese restaurant where they were dining in December 2016. The kind diner explained that they had lost their wife to cancer and wanted to give back. In July 2016, West Yorkshire police received a call from staff at Sainsbury's. An elderly lady had gone into a supermarket and had chosen some shopping and flowers. But suffering from dementia, she became confused and distressed about what to do next. According to a Facebook post from West Yorkshire Police Branch in the area, the Sainsbury staff let the lady take her shopping home for free, and then Police Constable Dave drove her home, holding her hand all of the way to reassure her. Once the lady was home, Constable Dave got her settled, put her flowers on display in the window, and put her shopping away. Okay, I think this is going to be the last story for the episode. It says, "A new mom in Australia who had been holed up in hospital with her sick baby shared the details of a touching act of kindness from a stranger. The anonymous woman had been staying at a hospital in Canberra with her 9-week-old son in August of 2015. Upon being discharged, she returned to her car, only to discover that she had been issued a parking ticket. In a post on Facebook, the mother wrote, "After all of those days in hospital, a parking ticket was just one more thing that I didn't need. To my surprise, when I opened the envelope, there was a note from a lovely lady named Laura. Laura's note read, 'I saw your car had a parking ticket on it. I'm sure whatever you're going through at the hospital is tough enough, so I've paid for you. I hope things get better.'" Aww. I just think it's so easy to be kind to others, but often we get caught up in the grind and we're so fixated on what we're doing and where we're going next. And sometimes we only prioritize the people we see immediately around us and we forget that there are other humans, A, that we know and we need to prioritize more, B, they're just strangers and everybody deserves kindness. So I just think it's a nice idea that this week maybe we try to spread that kindness and generosity and just, I don't know, help each other out. Life is hard. Life is wonderful and beautiful and terrifying and hard, and we all need help. And I think a lot of times it's as simple as holding the door open for somebody, and like that's sad. Just hold the door open or give somebody a nice parking spot that you maybe wanted first, it doesn't matter. You see somebody struggling with like a crying baby, ask them if you can help. And I mean, like, I know that people are weary because we live in an era where it's very stranger danger, or at least growing up, I had always heard, like, you know, strangers can be dangerous and you always have to watch out and you never know what's going to happen or who's going to come after you and things like that. But you can't let that stop you from helping people. And more often than not, that person that you're helping is not going to come after you. So just do the right thing and spread some kindness and joy throughout your life. And A, it's going to make you feel so much better. It's going to lift your soul and your spirit. And it will maybe even change somebody else's life. Like, you don't know. Paying for that person's coffee could be the first nice thing that they've had in weeks. You don't know. Like, everybody's going through so much. And we're bombarded by all of these problems that I just want us to help each other, I guess. So this week, I'm challenging you all to do one random act of kindness for a stranger, and then an act of kindness for somebody you love, whether that be a spouse or a family member. Maybe it's a family member you haven't been able to speak to in a couple of weeks or months or years. Or maybe it's your sister and life has just been a little busy and maybe you haven't spoken to her all day or all week, etc. It doesn't matter. And check in on your friends. It can always just be as simple as, hey, I'm thinking of you text, or, hey, can I come over and drop off some coffee, or would you like to go for a walk? Just little things. It doesn't have to be overwhelming for either person, but I just think it's a nice thing to do for people. I know there's a lot of people in my life who do that for me, and we all have different love languages, so I think personally that I just need to express mine more, not loudly, just maybe more, and differently. A lot of people you can, my love languages or things like that would be to bake for somebody or to paint something or, I don't know, send a heart emoji because I'm just not that kind of person. Whereas other people in my life will get me a little Valentine's Day gift or, I don't know, buy snacks for when we hang out, or offer to come and bring me and my mom coffee, or drive up from, you know, the middle of nowhere, Boise, Idaho, to come and help my family and my mom and I when my dad died. And it's just, I mean, that's not a random or little act of kindness. That was giant, and I'm just going off on a tangent. But I mean, there's so many people in my life who have done what they think are just small little things for me, and it's changed everything for me, literally everything. Either it's helped me get out of a funk, or they pumped me a full tank of gas when I couldn't even leave the house to go and put my $10 of change in for gas. They took my car and went and filled it for me. I sobbed when that happened. But literally just hugging your friend or call your mom. Do you know what I mean? Just, I don't know, be nice to each other. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. A shout out to all of the articles that I took from today. There were a lot of them. Reader's Digest, Huffington Post, Buzzworthy, Life Magazine, etc. Thank you for letting me read your stories. Please, if you could, we would all really appreciate it here if you would share our podcast with people around you. I know we're flipping crazy and bonkers and we don't have one topic, but that's kind of how we operate. And I think, A, that keeps it fresh, and it's just more true to ourselves. There's only so many times, I don't know, we just could never be a niche podcast, you know what I mean? We're not those kinds of people. We don't have that kind of friendship. So I would really appreciate it, and I'm speaking on behalf of everyone at Point Blank. If you do like our podcast, there's ways to rate it or leave comments. Just let us know how we're doing. Like it, don't like it. Have we confused the absolute crap out of you yet? Probably. Let us know. Anyways, yeah. Thank you guys so much. Have a good week. Be kind to each other. Bye.